A surprise move by a high-profile senator this week. Republican Jim DeMint of South Carolina is giving up his seat to take a job as president of the Heritage Foundation, Washington's best-known conservative think tank. DeMint is a founder of the Senate Tea Party Caucus and is known for his hard-line stances. Joining us for more is John Bresnahan, senior congressional reporter for Politico. First, I'd like to get your thoughts about why DeMint made the move now. A Senate seat certainly isn't something small to give up, and you would think there would still be plenty of other opportunities for DeMint after his term, right?
Yes, but, you know, Ed Fulmer, the head of Heritage Foundation, is leaving, and DeMint, I guess, saw the opportunity to jump now and thought it was a good move. He said he was only going to serve until 2016, so he was going to leave after that. He wasn't going to run for re-election after that. So I guess if Fulmer is leaving, the opportunity's there. DeMint thought he should probably do it right now.
And DeMint has been at odds with Republican leadership at times in the Senate. The fiscal cliff talks, just another example of that. Last week, he blasted Speaker Boehner for supporting what he called an $800 billion tax hike. So did all of that help contribute to this?
I don't really think so. DeMint was not popular with his leadership, but outside Washington, he was tremendously popular as a Tea Party leader. Inside the Capitol, it's interesting, he was somebody who wasn't wildly loved by his colleagues. They respected him, but they didn't love him. So I think this makes sense. He's worked closely with Heritage on a number of issues. He's an ideological guy who thinks in those terms when he looks at issues. So taking control of Heritage, which is a very important organization and setting policy positions for Republicans, this makes a lot of sense for DeMint, though. The timing, I have to admit, was very stunning.
Yeah, and he has shown that he does enjoy this kind of organizing and activist-type activity. He has his Senate Conservatives Fund. He got Marco Rubio into the Senate from Florida, went against Mitch McConnell to back Rand Paul. Now, he's a senator, so does this really suit him better than actually being a senator?
In some ways, I think it does. Heritage also has an action fund. They have a political arm. Fundraising, he's raising millions of dollars for Senate Conservative Fund. He's really become a successful fundraiser. So he's used to asking folks for money, which is what he'll have to be doing every day over at the Heritage Fund. So, you know, he likes ideological battles. And, you know, one way to do that is Heritage. He can be involved in this, you know, the struggle day to day or long term to set the direction of the Republican Party and the conservative movement at large.
What about people who say DeMint is too conservative or too radical for Heritage?
I don't know if that's true. I mean, Heritage over the years has taken some pretty strong positions on issues. So, you know, and as a senator, DeMint, he did vote for bills that he didn't love. So, I mean, he is realistic to a degree. I mean, he's purer than a lot of them, but he's not totally pure. You know, I mean, there are always compromises that you have to do in politics. But, you know, yeah, the thing is that DeMint loves the jousting, loves the debate back and forth. And you know, the opportunity was here. He was only going to serve determined for four more years. So I guess he thought he should go.
Is this a sign the Republican Party is becoming more conservative or more moderate, or are we reading too much into this?
Yeah, I don't think you can go there from just this one senator. It is, though, a fascinating. It's fascinating from the point of view of Senate. Like you said before, I mean, a guy leaving the Senate 4 years to go.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a huge jump to run a think tank. Now, of course, Heritage, he'll get a tremendous pay raise here. He'll probably make well over $1 million a year. He doesn't have a lot of money personally, so that probably didn't hurt, but I don't think that would be the driving force. But it's a reflection on how bad things have gotten in the Senate that a guy thinks he has more influence outside than inside.
Right, and that does kind of take you by surprise. Thank you very much, John Bresnahan, senior congressional reporter for Politico.